as Fratelli Titi said, I was a little bit nervous, not because I'm not familiar with the English language. I've been here for 41 years, so probably longer than most of you. But it's only because the audience is mixed. I have no problem teaching Sunday school in English. It's exclusively in English. But like I said, I just had this hang-up that because I've never spoken in English to the congregation, I had a little bit of nervousness. And it's gone now, most of it. It's mostly gone. But if I thought I was nervous before, when Fratelli Cristi read the passage for tonight, I was shocked because I prepared the same exact passage. So I didn't know whether to run out of the church, you know, crying or laughing. But I figured that with God, there are no coincidences. And maybe the fact that we both prepared the same, out of the same passage, maybe God's trying to teach us something and tell us something and reinforce something that we all need to hear. So I'll be short. This is a meditation, not a sermon, and I'd like to be as brief as possible, but also share with the church everything that God put on my heart. As he was setting out on a journey, Mark 10, verse 17, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good but one, God. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these from my youth." Then looking at him, Jesus loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." But he was stunned at this demand, and he went away grieving because he had many possessions. I titled this short meditation, "The Only Thing That Matters." Here's a man that approaches Jesus with a question, and he seems to have it all from a human perspective. Money, check, he has it. It says he was rich. He had youth. You know, he had energy. And although the Bible doesn't say it, I bet he was good looking too. He was a young, good looking man full of energy. He also had authority. He said, other passages, other gospels say he was a ruler. So he had power. He had a title to his name. And none of these things are necessarily bad. We promote some of these things too. We promote education. We promote to be a good standing member of society, so they're not necessarily bad. He had this also. He also, it turns out, had morality. He had religion. So he came to Jesus with something that bugged him. He needed to know how he must, what he has to do to inherit eternal life. As we see from a little bit later in the passage, he had the wrong perspective. He had the wrong approach in his way of looking at things. He thought that because he had money, he was probably famous in his circle of friends. He had authority. He had a good title, a good name. He also had the morality because, as it turns out, he says to Jesus, "I have kept all these from my youth." He relied on these things. But he had the wrong perspective in that he thought that all these things are enough to get him eternal life. Jesus had to break this young man's illusion that he's good enough. He challenged him in verse 21 after the initial answer that Christ gives him, which is a little bit surprising. We would say you can't be saved by keeping the commandments, but still, he wanted this young man to start thinking. After he tells him all these commandments, and the young man says, "I have kept all these. I'm good." Jesus challenges him by saying in verse 21, You lack one thing. Go sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. And by that challenge, Jesus wanted to demonstrate that this young man, in fact, broke the very first commandment. Because his God was what? Money. His God was money. His God was possessions and the stuff that he could grab with his hands. Jesus gave him the answer. He gave him the right answer on what he needed to do. But this rich young ruler didn't like the answer that he heard from Jesus. His heart was in treasures, not in God. And that's what he relied on. He didn't want to obey the challenge, then come follow me. He wasn't ready to do that. He wasn't ready to give up everything and follow Christ. He trusted in his own powers and his own abilities. The sad thing is that this young ruler went away sad. The passage says a man ran up to him. So he runs up to Jesus at the beginning, but it says he went away grieving. So he comes to Jesus running and excited, but he goes away sad. And even sadder, he went away unsaved. Guess what? When he left Jesus' presence, he still had all his money. He was still young, right? He had his youth, his vitality, his authority, his power, his morality. But all of these things he ultimately lost. The one thing he left without was salvation. And that was the only thing that is eternal. None of the other things he left with were eternal. All of them went away. And sadly, he left without the only thing that could have given him eternal life. My prayer for myself, for my family, for my kids, for the young people here, for the church, for everyone who's listening, is for us to not chase and waste our energy on the temporary and the fleeting things of this world, but to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, to follow and obey his word, and to focus on the only thing that matters. Amen. Amen.